Well, Dean, that's a very comfortable and comprehensive victory for you today.
Yeah, it is. I thought we played very well. I thought we started the game on the front foot, controlled possession for long periods. Should have had a penalty where Tammy got brought down and wasn't given, but that's kept plugging away. And, you know, another set piece. You know, we've been very good at set pieces this season. Long may that continue. And I think Chesney got on the end of the first one, something that we'd been working on. And defensively, we were on the front foot today. We wanted to, you know, play the game in their half, and I thought we did that. When we lost it, we counter-pressed really well. If we didn't win the ball back, then we dropped into a good shape, and, you know, they found it very difficult to break us down.
How important was it to get that goal? Because you did, you were on top. You looked like it was coming, but you still got to go there and make it happen, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've kept 11 clean sheets. I think it is for a reason. So there was always going to be difficult to break down, and we found that. And, you know, but we got the goal in the end, which, you know, then they have to open up and come at you a little bit, which, you know, you're hoping that with the quality we've got in the squad, we can, you know, find the gaps to go and get a second, which we did.
And after a week when Wemby, your defensive unit's been called into question, it was a team game today. Defence, midfield and attack all won their respective battles.
Yeah, and that's how it has to be. You know, there were question marks after the Wednesday game, you know, because of the five goals conceded, about the back four and the goalkeeper. And we were down to bare bones today. You know, Mile Jedinak has to come off the treatment table to get on the bench just in case, because we haven't got defensive cover with Hutz being out, suspended. You know, but I said on Wednesday that was a freak result. You know, we've had four clean sheets in the eight games we've played so far. And I've been happy with them. You know, it was a freak on Wednesday. You know, very rare you'll see five shots and five goals. You know, but as a team, they worked hard. And, you know, it's exactly the same as it was Wednesday. It's the team that concedes the goals, and it's the team that creates the goals. And there's a big spirit within that group there, and they're playing very well.
And considering who you've played, I mean, the derby, anything can happen. Nottingham Forest, Middlesbrough, two informed sides, 7 points from the nine available.
Yeah, I mean, you can include Derby there as well, because, you know, we was told about the run that was coming up starting at Derby, and, you know, I think we've won 3 out of 4, and it should have been 4 out of 4, you know, because we feel that we should have won the Nottingham Forest game. You know, but the lads are growing in belief. There's an awful lot of quality there, which I've said before. But it's the, you know, the seniors like Mile and Glenn Whelan who drive them, because the training has been very good. You know, they set the tempo with their professionalism, and the younger players within the squad are certainly learning an awful lot from them. And long may that continue.
Talking of Glenn Whelan, doesn't score many. He scored today.
He did. I made up for him, because, as I said, that he's a great professional. Every day he comes in. He was disappointed he didn't start against Nottingham Forest, and I understand why, because I thought he'd play well against Birmingham City. Mm-hmm. But it's an area of the pitch where I've got numbers and I can change them, like at the back at the moment. You know, but I knew that he could come on any time and he'd give us a good performance. You don't get 85 international caps for nothing, and but I suppose not many of them were for his goals. And you know, it was a great setup. Scotty came on and looked really bright for Tammy. And the goalkeeper spilled one, and I think Connor it was who set it up, and he's arrived, and I'm really pleased that he's got that goal.
And just finally for me, you mentioned that the little phase of games that you're in, and also it's December, a busy month. You've got momentum now. I mean, that's one challenge to create it, and the other challenge to keep it going.
Yeah, it is, and as I said, I won't get too high when we win, I won't get too loose if we lose. Too low, sorry. And, you know, we've built up some momentum. But the important thing is we've built up belief and a togetherness inside that dressing room, and you can see it from the supporters as well. You know, they've got behind us over the last few weeks. They can see the effort the players are putting in. You know, Wednesday, Nottingham Forest had a day extra than us, a day extra rest today. Middlesbrough have had a day extra rest than us as well. But you wouldn't have seen that out there today. And, you know, the last minute, Jack Grealish is making a forward run. He said he could have come off with 7 different injuries at that time, which just shows how hard the lads are working at the moment.